You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Who joins me on the line from Cape Town, Crystal? We start with the news that Ebola cases have been confined in the eastern city of Goma in the DRC. Rwanda, though, is on high alert. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Africa. So now this new discovery raises fears that the virus could spread more quickly, especially in a densely populated area close to the Rwandan border. Now, the DRC Health Ministry confirmed the first case of Ebola in Goma. It was actually a man traveling on a bus with about close to 20 other passengers. They arrived in Goma. He had some, he was sick, and fortunately he was immediately treated, and also all the other passengers in the bus were also treated. Separately, two healthcare workers were also killed in the eastern DRC as they had been receiving threats. So basically, the World Health Organization has been one of the big voices, tracking the Ebola virus, said that, look, they have long anticipated, but they have been doing intense work in Goma. They've prepared healthcare workers, they've delivered vaccination centers, treatment to centers, and they've also vaccinated about 3,000 healthcare workers. So they've really been quite proactive. Now, Goma is home to about 1 million people, but I think generally, Africa, we've been talking about this for the past year, because that's how long Ebola has been growing in the DRC. We know it's been complicated by the fact that people don't trust that there's really the Ebola virus. They don't trust that there's really, this virus that can kill you. They mistrust the authorities in Kinshasa because it's so far away. The WHO have not declared a World Health emergency, and the Red Cross have now come out to say that this is a humanitarian emergency. It's not just a public emergency, and it really needs to be treated as such. So we still await for health authorities in the world to recognize that this is a health emergency. But for now, Africa, basically people are dying and, vaccinations are being given. So it's almost just simply putting a Band-Aid on a sore without recognizing that the sore will just not be treated if you actually do something more to it.
Truly a disturbing story. In Egypt, they've opened two ancient pyramids. What did they find?
Yes, it's quite historic. So they've opened these pyramids, which are south of the capital, and they also unveiled a collection of newly found sacromagi, my pronunciation, Africa. But basically, these are, it's well-preserved mummies, and archaeologists had uncovered the remains of the ancient wall dating back to the Middle Kingdom of some 4,000 years ago. They've also so it's the first time that it's going to be reopened since the 1960s. They also found masks as well as tools dating back to the late period, which they say span almost 300 years up to Alexander the Great's conquest of Egypt in 1332 BC. And so this is quite a significant find and set to draw millions to the country. Now, of course, Africa, Egypt has in recent years really sought to promote the pyramids, the archaeology, the different discoveries across the country to revive tourism, because we know it took a serious hit during the Arab Spring, but also more importantly, there's also been different bomb attacks, and it's really scared people away. But I do think these new discoveries will certainly attract people to Egypt again.
Which is good to hear. Crystal Alderson, thank you very much for your time this morning. The Southern Africa editor of the Africa Report. She'll be back with Bongani tomorrow morning.